Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Yesterday, I was sharing some verses out of the book of Revelation, and as I shared, while it is an accounting of the events, the woes, the sorrows that are going to occur in the end times, in the time of tribulation, it is also a beautiful expression of God's heart to those who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. It is an invitation to whomsoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life, as it is recorded in that last chapter of the book of Revelation. Revelation, the 22nd chapter, I think it was verse 4. But also, as we read the third chapter of Revelation, we know that Jesus was addressing the seven churches, and the final one, and some scholars say that it refers to the age in which we're living, where the church has been blessed, it's been prospered, but they are lacking in their zeal and love for the Lord. Let me just read what Jesus had to say. Verse 13 of chapter 3. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because, this is the reason, beloved, thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing. They were very self-satisfied, spiritually, materially, and the Lord's estimation of them is this, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee, I'm inviting you, to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. God corrects us when we get off, when we go off on tangents, when we're not seeking Him. Verse 20, that familiar verse, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And this isn't just for the unbeliever, those that haven't accepted Jesus, but for those who have gone their own way. And in the course of time, because of the cares of this world, the riches of this life, the battles, the trials, their fruitfulness is choked. They're not bringing forth fruit unto God as the Lord desires. And he says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. When Paul wrote Timothy in that book, 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, he says in verse 6, But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. And he goes on to say, But they that will be rich, and he's speaking of even those who have acknowledged Jesus, they fall into temptation and a snare. and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, listen to this, they have erred from the faith. In other words, they knew the way of salvation, but they've turned aside, they've erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And then he speaks, verse 11, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. So the Lord, those he loves, he chastens. And a knowledge and a relationship with Jesus Christ is more than church membership. Jesus, he's so much more than ritual or pageantry or programs or liturgy. Jesus is a person, and as such, he desires personal relationship with his people, with believers. It's a way of life. Jesus is the answer to all the troubles of mankind. He's the healer of our soul. He's the healer of our physical body. He's the Savior of all mankind and all who will cast themselves at his feet. He's the baptizer of every born-again believer. He's the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. He is matchless in beauty, complete in perfection. He is the great I Am. David stated his condition without God. In Psalm 51 and 5, he describes his entrance into this life, and that's true of every natural man or woman. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. How can we find happiness? That's the universal search of mankind. They look for fulfillment, they look for happiness, they look for peace, security, safety, all the things that are so lacking in the world in which we live. And the only one way to find true happiness, to find true security and safety, is in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a time to straddle the fence. There are some that are drawn by the message of salvation, but are unwilling to commit themselves totally to the will of God. And some may be listening today that have had that difficulty. You've been drawn by the message of salvation, but the enticements, the pull, the snares of the world are pulling strongly at your soul, and it's so hard not to give in. But if you will say, Lord, I am willing to surrender all, I'm willing to give you all that I am, that he will hear your heart's cry. He knows our flesh is weak, our spirit is willing, but he is able to give the grace and strength to turn to him. And his grace is able to keep you, to save you to the uttermost. And if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or if you did some time ago and you've not really walked with him, just let's turn our hearts to the Lord. Father, you see those who have heard about Jesus, but they've never surrendered their heart, their life to you. And Father, you said if we would call upon the name of the Lord, we would be saved. And so, Lord, we're coming to you and we're acknowledging that we are sinners. And we ask, Lord, for the gift of salvation, that you would cleanse us from our sin as we turn to you and repent of a lifestyle without you. And we ask for that grace. We ask for that knowledge of the way of righteousness, and that you would invite us in, Lord. Invite us into your heart and your home. We hear you knocking at our heart's door, and we acknowledge that you alone are Lord. We confess that we're sinners, and we ask you to bring us into the beauty and safety of the ark of salvation, which is Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And Jesus did that for us. He shed his blood for every man, woman, and child. And as we look at the blood, and I'm just going to take a few moments to look at this blood that flows through our veins, the natural blood, as any physiologist could tell you, and the scriptures also, that the blood is the life of the body, and without blood, there is no life. And the blood that's contained in our bodies is the most amazing substance ever put under a microscope. It's red in color, regardless of what race we are, and in this life liquid that flows through our bodies, in our veins, are the very ingredients of life. And when you put blood under a microscope, you'll find a fluid that's called plasma, and it contains red and white corpuscles. And this brilliant color is due to hemoglobin, the coloring pigment of the red corpuscles. And the blood is the agency which carries everything to the body. The blood also removes the waste materials and carbon dioxide to the proper organs of elimination, as the lungs and the GI tract. And Jesus says, hear the words of Jesus again, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. Jesus himself, through the shedding of his precious blood, he was without sin. He obtained eternal redemption for all of us, for you, for me, for anyone who will accept him as Savior. Praise God. When we see what he has done for us, he is the door to the sheepfold. And if we will open to him, as some of you have done, anew and afresh, you will find that he will lead you, take you by the hand, and lead you through this life. Will there be trials, troubles? Of course, but he will not let you go. And Lord, those who are going through trials right now, those who have walked with you, Father, I thank you for grace and comfort and strength. Lord, that you're going to make a way in the wilderness. You will cause streams in the desert, in the dry places. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown, and well, if you are able to listen at the same time, I invite you to tune in tomorrow to this station. But if not, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.